Meyer, KVCR News. I'm Shereen Awad. Riverside County Supervisor Karen Spiegel today will seek her colleagues' support to establish a $5 million fund earmarked for aid to nonprofits that are struggling to stay afloat following the government's public health shutdowns stemming from the coronavirus pandemic. Spiegel announced her idea for the Riverside County Nonprofit Assistance Fund during last week's Board of Supervisors meeting, but she did not have the proposal ready for consideration. The supervisor was discouraged that not-for-profit entities were not included when the board set up a $45 million small business assistance grant program, which is available until June 19th. Under the program, up to 4,500 enterprises with 50 or less employees can apply for individual grants of $10,000 each. The money was made available under the Federal Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security, CARES Act, signed into law by President Donald Trump in March. The county received a total $431 million in CARES allocations. A wildfire that broke out southeast of Corona burned 97 acres amid stiff winds and was 80% contained this morning. The non-injury blaze was reported at 4:15 p.m. Monday in the area of Eagle Canyon and Cahalco Roads on the edge of the Corona city limits, less than 2 miles west of Lake Matthews, according to the Riverside County Fire Department. The agency said 22 engine crews and 6 hand crews from the county, Corona, and Riverside Fire Departments, numbering close to 200 personnel, were sent to the location and encountered flames burning at a rapid rate toward Eagle Canyon, prompting the California Highway Patrol to shut down the corridor. 4 CAL FIRE air tankers were summoned to make runs on the fire, slowing its advance, according to reports from the scene. The Chino Police Department is holding a virtual community forum on police and community relations this Thursday. KVCR's Megan Jamerson has the details.
Members from the Chino Police Department and leaders from community and faith-based organizations are hosting a virtual community forum on Facebook Live Thursday, June 11th at 6:30 p.m. This comes after 2 weeks of national protests over police violence against Black Americans sparked by the in-custody death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. The department says the goal of the event is to foster dialogue around better police practices and training. They are encouraging comments on their Facebook page for specific questions the community would like to be addressed during the forum. Megan Jamerson, Empire, KVCR News.
Some county health leaders are asking people who've attended demonstrations against police violence recently to get a coronavirus test. Experts are concerned the protests will increase spread, especially among African Americans who are already considered vulnerable to the disease. But epidemiologist Flojean Kofer says people will make their own choices despite the risk, and health officials should be prepared to support them.
Keep making testing and information accessible. Provide recommendations for, you know, how people, if they are gathering, can safely gather. And then also recognizing that, you know, at this point, it's certainly, a bigger issue than just the risk of COVID.
In Los Angeles, health officials say anyone who spends more than 15 minutes in a large crowd should get tested. San Francisco opened up special pop-up testing sites just for people who attended demonstrations. People should wait until 3 to 5 days after they think they've been exposed to get a test. KVCR News is updating our website daily with the latest information on coronavirus and its impact to San Bernardino County and Riverside County. For the latest updates, please go to kvcrnews.org to see how your community is being directly affected. With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.